This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yeah, so he's joining me live right now on MUT Radio. Mr. Makubela, how are you, sir?
I am good. Thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good as well. So maybe I'm getting it wrong. I heard Wootsie is Disability Awareness Week at MUT.
Yes, that is correct.
Ah, nice. Then we are heading towards the right direction. No, I think we'll start at the beginning. Yeah, because maybe we should also enlighten people with why is it important for us to raise awareness about this, especially as the university. Why is it important for students to engage in this?
Oh, it's because of, I think a lot of people are not even familiar of disabilities. Or people living with disabilities, yeah, so about us, I'm a disability, I'm a ning, they don't know how to treat us, how to available, like if you say you a person using wheelchair, you don't know how to assist them. So it's important to raise the awareness so we can let people know all the information they need to know about disabilities and how to treat people living with disabilities.
Okay, so maybe speaking about this, because they don't know how to approach you, maybe because it leads me to my next question, maybe I know many people want to be respectful, but they are afraid of maybe saying the wrong things. Maybe what are some of the correct terms abantu bangasebenzi suggest to if I want to speak to someone who has a disability? Because kona magama asetikwasebenzisa, but now we end up being offensive.
Yeah. A lot of that happened. I think it's because of your lending issue, which people don't know I'm a disability as a slogan. One thing you must know, there's I'm a disability, abonagalayo, visible disabilities and disabilities that are not visible. Take I for an example. I'm a student living with albinism. So if you want to refer me with my disability, you would say a student living with albinism. And then when it comes to people aba name condition like white autism, you can refer to them as people who are short statured. And then for wheelchair users, we show kanjalo nje, students using wheelchair users. Yeah, but I don't think those words are offensive. Plus nakhona thina we learned not to take isn't as ningi into heart. Instead, if umuntu akazi, we about the disabilities we have.
Now I want us to jump on something, because even in the past it was something, especially with people living with albinism, but also I want us to speak about misconceptions. What are maybe some of the misconceptions that people have about people living, let me not just focus on albinism as specifically, but let me focus on a disability in general
as a whole.
Yes.
With okay, angale ngale albinism because of uvelo wa popa lento le ethi imali. A lot of people are living with this idea of mangathola umuntu oyi albino umcebo mangahamba ngiyodayisa skin sakhe ngiyothola imali. I'd like to clear the rumors. There's nothing like that. There is definitely nothing like that. Our disabilities differ and they all have different ways of treating them. Yabo, they all require certain things. Like a wheelchair user will require a wheelchair. Wheelchair is money. Yabo, ugu acquire, it's money. And then for us living with albinism, we need imalini. Esidinga is for our skincare product. Abantu bazi, abanye bazi bayibuza ukuthi how when uthi une disability but angiyiboni, yabo. Me, I struggle with that a lot because of people see me as a normal person. I can see like them, I can speak like them, I can eat like them. So abayiboni disability lapho, kanti you know my skin requires a lot of sun protection. Izinto lezi engiyisebenzisayo for sun protection, and I need, I'm sensitive to lighting, so my glasses are very expensive since it's even double lens, are very, very expensive. Like, my disability, I don't have much knowledge onto like the actual details of the disabilities because of amanya visible and amanya not visible. But yeah, that's all the scoop I can get on Lenda Bale Mali, because there is no such thing as that. it's just fiction.
Yeah. So those are just some of the misconceptions that people do have. Now, I believe Mangosuthu, actually, I know Mangosuthu does have a disability unit support, I think, with Mrs. Chimane, if I'm not mistaken. Now, maybe I want to know, Wuthi, how does it help our students?
You know, let's say using a wheelchair, right? Yes. It's registration. See, now we are there to assist you go from the gate to registering to getting a rest because of take me for an example, a student living with albinism. Abazi, many of my students don't know that I'm not supposed to wait in line because of I'm going to burn. Abo, or I am sensitive to light, so I can't be exposed to lights too much for scarcity. People with short stature, so we are just that pillar for abantu abane disability to say we are here for you. We are going to assist you throughout your academic year. Your registration is handled by us. When you have problems with lectures, we are there to assist you. Any problems you are facing, areas or anywhere, a campus in, we are there to assist you. Because of amanye futhi ama disability can be acquired if you knew. Can be acquired during the course of the year. There was a student last year obenenkinga yokuthi agcina ngasakwazi ukuhamba. Thina as a disability unit, we were there to say, okay, we need to transfer her from iresa ngaphandle to an internal rest la ngaphakathi. To say yonke into yakhe, we need to organize imoto yokuthi ISM, because if it's raining, umuntu is wheelchair can go from race to the writing center. We need to be there for them. So all in all, I can just say we are the supporting pillar for all the students living with disability. Yes.
Oh, that is nice, man. Now maybe we did mention, Wuthi, it's an awareness week. Maybe what is happening? Maybe what are some of the things that are going to be happening around campus?
So far we're still doing the planning, but usually we do have awareness program where we just go out, we put out our gazebo and then put more knowledge. We have ama lokunja, ama pamphlets that we give out to people and try to explain the disability and the disability unit, as well as the structure. Ukuthi Tina, we are here for what? What do we help? If there's anybody you know who might be living with disability, esingakwazanga hlasimpe by any chance ukuthi sim acknowledge at the beginning of the year, ongakwazi ukuthi um refer ukuthi there's our contact details usually go lawo ma pamphlets lawo. So yeah, we do a lot of programs that put more knowledge to people who have less knowledge about ama disabilities.
Now, nice. Now, maybe before I let you go, because I believe also maybe someone is listening right now, because at the moment we have no gazebo, maybe they are saying, oh, I have a disability, I want to register with units. Leah, how can they get a hold of you guys?
We were supposed to have a post along apparently with all our details, but if ukhona la esikolweni ongakazi sima identify, they can go to student center level 0 by the counseling level 0 ila bazoyithola khona ioffice yethu ye disability unit.
Ah, nice, man. Thank you very much for joining us. Hopefully, we will see gazebo, you know, outside, and also students will do or need help will visit that gazebo. Hopefully, and thank you also very much for joining us right here on MUT.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.